For the Cowboy State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. The following message is my version of a public service announcement, or at least a warning to all of my fellow larger-sized humans. Read the label closely before you walk out of the store with a new pair of jeans. I think most of us who spend a lot of time in the outdoors are pretty hard on our jeans. I know I am. I wear them out in just about every way possible. I tear out the knees climbing over rocks, I wear out the fronts dragging firewood to the campfire, and this weekend I found a new way to ruin my jeans. I'm driving a Ram Power Wagon this week, and it's a long way up into the seat. It has running boards, but I've never had to use those. I usually just step over them getting into and out of the trucks that have them. But the Power Wagon isn't a normal size truck. It comes straight from the factory with a bit of a lift built in, so it sits about 6 inches higher than the average full-size pickup. Combine that with the fact that I've been pretty lax about going to the gym lately, and the result was a split right up the back of my jeans. Luckily, the first time I blew out my pants, I was getting into the truck to go home, so nobody but my wife got to laugh at me. But later that night, I blew out my only other pair of publicly acceptable jeans, so I had to run in and change into sweatpants for a trip to Boot Barn to buy some new jeans. And that's where my warning comes in. I figured I could just bump up the waist size by 1 inch, and I'd have less chance of rupture in the fabric. So I ran into the store, grabbed two pairs, and headed for the truck again. Luckily, I thought I might just want to wear the jeans out of the store, though, so I asked if I could change into the new jeans. I couldn't even get them on. They were way too tight. So I went up another inch. Still too tight. That's when I noticed they were slim cut. What a dirty trick. I'm glad I noticed that before I got home, though. If I'd had to wear them back to the store, there might have been an explosion when I tried to get into that truck. This has been The Great Outdoors. Visit us at cowboystatenews.com. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.